right. Well, I'll give you a lot more details. I had a really good day there at Dayton, and I got to talk to a lot of people, and had a nice conversation with Ray from ICOM. And we won't see these radios for a while. They're not FCC approved. Yeah, there's no pricing, of course. So probably, if we're lucky, August. But I tell you what, though, I did make my mind up. If I'm able to afford one of them, it's going to be the Kenwood, because the Kenwood does, well, not only does it do D-Star, but it does 220. I didn't know that. I didn't know the Kenwood do 220. So, and, you know, it's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer for me. If I can have 220 in mobile and have a tri-band radio, that would certainly be it. And I bet you that 5200 and that radio are going to be around the same price. So, yeah, my mind's made up. Anyway, but I did see a lot of really cool stuff. I got to talk to a lot of people. I got to talk to Jim. He's working with Jonathan on some cool stuff there. So I sent you some pictures of the booth there. And, there's a lot of cool stuff going on there. Man, SDR radios, it's just, the world is full of them now. So I talked to some of the antenna manufacturers, talked to M2, and talked to Arrow, and oh my goodness. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Most of it's just unaffordable. They're so amplifiers. And I talked to a lot of people. I looked at a lot of amplifiers. They're crazy expensive now. Crazy, crazy expensive because of the imports. So, oh well. But hey, it was nice. It was very crowded, really crowded. So, and pushed my way through a lot of people there and just to look at stuff. But okay, I'll let you know after I get back. I'm flying back Thursday morning, so I'll be back on here. If I'm not back on tomorrow, then I'll be back when I get back home. So, catch you later. KU6GBK W68AX Falls.